he taught that only very holy persons should go to Holy Communion. And St. Therese still lived under the influence of Jansenism, and especially in France. At one point, 50 dioceses in France, 50 dioceses were Jansenist. And yet, her faith told her we should receive Holy Communion frequently. Another quotation. Receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is the surest guarantee of joining Him in that everlasting home for which we were made. And needless to say, we need something of her faith. And you sisters, only God knows, but I repeat and keep repeating, 50 years in the priesthood have shown me, and I mean this, what miracles of grace religious women can bring to others. And I mean miracles of grace, depending on your own deep faith in our Lord in the Eucharist. Now, I would like to speak prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. Over the years, I have spoken by now, I would say, several hundred times about the Holy Eucharist. In teaching the sacrament of the Eucharist, in theology, in lectures, and in homilies. However, one aspect of our faith in the Eucharist, I think, needs especially to be emphasized and for us developed. And that is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. There are three parts. If I had the hours, I would give at least 1 hour to each part. First, what is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament? Secondly, why? Why is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament so pleasing to God and so powerful in obtaining His grace? And thirdly, how? How should we pray before the Blessed Sacrament? Remember, sisters, the three most important questions we can ask. What, why, and how. First, on the what. What is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament? Prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. We ask the question, what is prayer? Where Jesus is in the Holy Eucharist, and we're praying, well, near. And the word is very important, near to where He is. And sisters, the nearer the better. Near in body. His body, near to our body. Or better, our body near to His body. Can I tell you what the sisters, a Polish community, that served the Holy Father told me, I tell you, when they heard strange noises, remember? And of course, they got up. They were scared. Is there somebody in the Holy Father's apartment? He looked in his room. He was missing. They were even more scared. They went looking for him. Pardon me. Leave it to religious women. God bless you. They found him, remember, in chapel. Did I tell you? Prostrate, face down in front of the tabernacle. Did I also tell you that our Holy Father works in chapel? Did I tell you that? Oh. Same community. I've been teaching them now for 15 years. They were, of course, mainly in Poland, but also have a couple of houses in America. And they told me, Holy Father has a desk made with wheels. And the desk is kept in the back of his private chapel. Late at night, and everything else, all the other business is finished. He goes to chapel and he rolls the desk. Well, just inside the sanctuary. And sister, when I heard this for the first time, I did not feel guilty, because for years, most of my writing was done before the Blessed Sacrament. He does his writing far into the morning. I did tell you, didn't I, sisters? I was told by my superior, I tell you? How long I should sleep? Did I ever tell you that? Some years ago, I got a letter from my provincial superior. That's your regional superior. He said, Dear John, that's my name. Dear John, I hear you're getting 4 hours of sleep. If that's true, get six. Sincerely yours. And his name was John, too. So I wrote back. I didn't, of course, say, Dear John, Dear Father Provincial. I received your letter. I am grateful for your letter. Do you mean I should get 6 hours of sleep every night? Or 6 hours on the average. He wrote right back again, Dear John, don't be funny, period. 6 hours every night, period. Sincerely yours in Christ. And I can always, but then I try to make up. I try to be obedient. Sisters, the greatest joy on earth is the time we spend before our Lord in the Eucharist. And the best thinking you can do, sisters, I mean every syllable of this sentence, the best thinking you can do is before our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Once you believe, but you must believe he's there. Well, I'm writing middle of a page. Lord, what do I say next? So I pause an astral life.